الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected elders and brothers, generally if there's a death in the family or there's some calamity, then we all say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is called istirja. Just like how you say istighfar, that is astaghfirullah. Or takbir is Allahu Akbar, tasbih subhanallah, tasmi' sami'allahu liman hamida. Like that istirja, if somebody tells you make istirja, it means make or say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that no other ummah in times of a musibat or calamity has been given istirja or has been given inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is a speciality of this ummah that when a calamity befalls them, any difficulty befalls them, then immediately they say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Generally we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un when we hear somebody passed away. But inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is not only for when somebody passes away. It can be for any calamity. Person gets hijacked. Immediately say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and then there's a dua to be read also. Or anything happened. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking with some of the sahaba and the strap of his sandal broke. And he said inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sahaba said, oh Umar, oh Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it's only the strap of your this thing. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, any little discomfort is a calamity for a believer. And if a person says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un upon it, he will be rewarded for it. Any difficulty a mu'min and a believer goes through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon his sabr and upon his tawakkul and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala rewards him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the ruh and the soul of a child of a believer is taken, the angels, when they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels that you have returned after taking the life of the child of my servant, of my banda. They say yes. It was the hukam of Allah. They say yes. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angel, you have taken a piece of the heart of my banda. They say, yes, O Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels, what did my banda say? Say, hamidaka wastarja. He praised you and he said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that says, that ubnu lahu baytan, ubnu li'abdi baytan fil jannah. Build a palace for my banda in Jannat. Wasammuhu Bayt al-Hamd. And name it Bayt al-Hamd. Name it the house or the palace of praise. Why? Because my banda didn't complain. He accepted it that it's from Allah. It is the decision and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't complain. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gets so happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so, you know, thrilled by this banda of his, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds a special palace for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names that palace Baytul Hamd, or the palace of praises. Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he comes home and he was very excited and he tells his wife that I've heard something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, and I would like to share it with you. That was the sifat of the Sahaba. They used to come home and they used to share what they heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their families. See, we go home and we forgot what was the bayan about. We don't even know what is the bayan about. Or we forgot what was said. Half the time we don't pay attention to what is the talk. It is important for us to go home and discuss it with our family also. Explain to them what we have heard and have some ta'lim in our homes also. So Hazrat Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala comes home excited and he tells his wife, I have heard something wonderful from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today. So Salama radiallahu anha asks him, what is it that you have learned? So he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any calamity befalls a banda and a servant of Allah, and he says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khulufni khayram minhu. When the banda says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and thereafter he reads the dua, Allahumma ajirni or Allahumma ajurni, whichever one, ease for me this difficulty or replace it for me. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khulufni khayram minhu, and grant me something better than that. When he makes that dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases that calamity for him. So Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, I learnt it from my husband. They were also eager to learn. That was the woman of the Sahaba. Eager to learn. So she learnt it. She says, Hafiza, I learnt it from my husband. After a few months or years down the line, Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passes away. Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha says, immediately I said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khulufni khayram minhu. But then she says, a thought came in my mind, that who can be a better husband than Abu Salama for me? Because he was such a pious husband, he was so loving, so caring, he was such a wonderful husband. Where will I get a husband like Abu Salama? She said, this thought came in my mind. Nevertheless, her iddat was over, 4 months and 10 days, she finished the iddat. And then she says, I was busy dyeing some leather. You know, in those days they used to dye the clothes themselves. So I was busy with that. And then I get a visit from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Get a visit from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. She says, I quickly clean my hands, you know, get all the dye off my hand. And I call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then proposes for me. Puts a proposal. So she said, I was taken aback. But then I mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there's, you know, few things that concerns me. One is this, that I by nature am very possessive. And I am concerned. Look at the worry and the concern of the woman of Sahaba, the Sahabiyat. She says, I'm worried that if I, due to this over-possessiveness of minds, cause some taklif to the Nabi of Allah, to the Rasul of Allah, and Allah will be angry with me, Allah will be upset with me, what am I going to do then? She was worried about her akhirat, worried about the fact that she must not cause the anger of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second thing she said is, I am aged now. I'm not young anymore. And the third thing she said is that I have children. I do not want to burden the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my kids. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, as far as that over-possessiveness of yours is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rid you of that quality. As far as age is concerned, I am also aged now. I am not young anymore also. And as far as your children are concerned, they will now be my children. I will take full responsibility of your children. Then Umme Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha accepted the proposal. And thereafter she says that the barakat of the dua, where can I find a husband better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What a beautiful replacement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me. So this was the barakat of saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and reading the dua, Allahumma jurni fi musibati wa khlufni khayram minhu. A mu'min and a believer never loses hope in the mercy of Allah. Hazrat Wasila radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once with another tabi'i, they went to visit a person that was sick, Ibn al-Aswad. He was in his last, illness of his. They went to visit him. When they came to his home, after making salam to him, Ibn al-Aswad took the hand of Hazrat Wasila radiallahu ta'ala anhu and began to rub the hand of Hazrat Wasila radiallahu ta'ala anhu upon his face and his body. Why? Because this was a sahabi. And they were tabi'in. They had so much of adab and respect for the sahaba. He took the hand of Hazrat Wasila radiallahu ta'ala and rubbed it over his body. Then Hazrat Wasila radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Ibn al-Aswad, كَيْفَ ظَنُّكَ بِاللَّهِ What are your thoughts regarding Allah? Your feelings and your thoughts regarding Allah. He said, أَنَا وَاللَّهِ حَسَنٌ ظَنٌ بِاللَّهِ I have got good thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat Wasila radiallahu ta'ala says to him that glad tidings to you. Why? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith a Qudsi says, Ana inda dhanna abdi bi. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. I deal with my banda according to his expectations of me and according to the good thoughts he has of me. In dhanna khayran falahu. وَإِن ظَنَّ شَرًّا فَلَهُ If he has good thoughts of me, then I will deal with him accordingly. But if he has bad thoughts regarding me, then I will deal with him accordingly also. So no matter what the calamity, no matter what the difficulty, a person should have good thoughts of Allah. That everything is the decree of Allah. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything is decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illness is from Allah, health is from Allah, wealth is from Allah, poverty is from Allah, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in the dunya for a test. Therefore Allah ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed that each and every person is going to be tested in the world. Yes, people will go through different tests. Some will be tested financially. Some will be tested with their families. Some will be tested with different types of tests. And Allah Ta'ala says, Bishayim. Just a little bit of test. Allah Ta'ala won't put you through a test more than what you can bear. A slight test Allah will put you through. But when a person makes sabr, and when a person puts his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala eases that musibat and that calamity upon him. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when a person during the time of a musibat and a calamity says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, then there's three things that Allah has promised, which Allah Ta'ala says, Ula'ika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma wa ula'ika humul muhtadun. These are the ones upon whom the blessings of Allah descends. Why? Because of his sabr. Because of him putting his trust and tawakkul upon Allah. The second is this, the mercy of Allah. No matter what the difficulty will be, if a person is trusting upon Allah, and he doesn't complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't have no complaint, he accepts it to be the decree of Allah, then immediately he becomes worthy of the mercy of Allah, and Allah will ease that difficulty of his. To others it might seem that it is a huge mountain upon you. But Allah will make it so easy that you will go through that storm. Allah Ta'ala will take you out of that storm, which is wa ulaika humul muhtadun, which Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who says, means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will navigate you through that difficulty of yours, no matter what the difficulty is. And we should ponder over the meaning. Many a times we are saying, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, but very few people, give thought to the actual meaning of inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi, we belong to Allah. Somebody else passed away, but we are being reminded that we ourselves also belong to Allah. Inna lillahi, we belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we all have to return. We have no option in the matter. Everything in the world, lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Everything belongs to Allah. He owns everything. We came in the world alone. We went to leave alone. We owned nothing and we will go with nothing. Today we are saying, this is mine, that is mine, but nothing belongs to us. When the son of Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote a letter of condolence to him. This is also from Sunnah. That if somebody passes away in the family or your friend, then write him a letter of condolence. And the best is to quote this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. It is found in Hisnah. This letter that was written by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu upon the demise of his son. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna lillahi ma akhadha wa lahu ma a'ta. For Allah belongs what he takes, and to Allah belongs even what he gave. And in this write, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't write that inna lillahi ma a'ta wa lahu ma akhadha. That what Allah gives belongs to him and what he takes belongs to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding us that what he takes first, he's reminding us about what he took away. Inna lillahi ma akhadha. For Allah belongs what he takes away from you. Sometimes a person complains, why my son? Why my daughter? Why my wife? Why did I have to go through this accident? Why do I have to go through this illness? Everything is from Allah. Inna lillahi ma akhadha. Allah has the choice and Allah has the right to do as he please. We cannot question Allah. And if a person is happy with the decree of Allah, then that person is beloved in Allah. He's most beloved in the eyes of Allah. So, inna lillahi ma akhadha. To Allah belongs what he takes, wa lahu ma a'ta. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs what he gives also. Wa kullu shay'in indahu bi ajalim musamma. And everything with Allah is destined for a period of time. If Allah gave you a beautiful house, gave you a beautiful wife, children, etc., it's for a period of time. Eventually, either you're going to leave them or they're going to leave you. We all have to leave. Nobody is here to stay. فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ. And then Nabi Kareem, few words. Look at what beautiful words, but you know, what jame words. Concise, yet, you know, so much of meaning to it. وَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ. Make sabr, exercise patience, and you should have hope in reaping the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person has hope upon Allah, and he understands inna lillahi, that we all belong to Allah, wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and we all have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the difficulties, the problems become very, very easy for a person. And a mu'min and a believer is always focused upon akhirat. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who once was sitting with some sahaba, and he said to the sahaba, do you want to see a woman of Jannah? The sahaba said, where? He said, see that lady walking by. There was a lady walking by, fully in hijab, black woman. He said, you see that Imratul Aswad, that black woman, she is a woman of Jannah. So they asked him with regard to that. He said that lady had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I get epileptic fits, you know. I get fits, seizures. And then I fall down and part of my body gets exposed. Please make dua for me that this illness is taken away from me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, that you have one of two options. One is you make sabr, and Jannat is guaranteed for you. The other is that I make dua and the illness is gone. She says, I choose Jannat. I take the option of Jannat. I will make sabr and I take the option of Jannat. Why? Because they were focused on akhirat. If the Nabi of Allah said she's a Jannati, then she's guaranteed. So they were focused upon akhirat. The only thing, as she was about to leave, she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make this much of a dua that when I fall down, you know, with that seizures and that foot of mine, then none of my body is exposed, none of my clothing gets, you know, or my my satr gets exposed, you know. So for that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then made a dua for her. So we should be happy with the decree of Allah. Fully understand that we all have to meet Allah. And we should be happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should be no fear about meeting Allah. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to meet one youngster, was in the throes of death. So they went to meet him. This was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not something that only the tablighi jamaats must do. Only they are the ones that are doing. It happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that youngster was missing in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went with the sahaba to go and visit him, and they found that he wasn't well. Those days there was no WhatsApp messages and all. So and so is sick and this funeral and that funeral. So they went to visit. When they got there, he was almost in the throes of death. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, he began to cry. Obviously he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of joy that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit me. So he began to cry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, how do you feel? He says, Arjullah ya Rasulullah. I have hope in Allah. Wa inni akhafu dhunubi. But I also fear my gunas and sin. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any person who has these two qualities within him, hope and fear, hope in the mercy of Allah, fear also with regard to his gunas and sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such a banda. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the banda, true mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, and that you are safe from the fire of Jahannam, from that which you fear, and upon your hope we shall grant you Jannat. Allah gives him that which he is hoping for, and Allah Ta'ala saves him from that which he is fearing. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba Ikram, do you know what is the first thing that Allah will say to the believers? The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the first thing? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the believers on the day of Qiyamah, where you're looking forward to your meeting with me. In other words, where you happy to meet Allah. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. When a banda is happy to meet Allah, Allah is happy to meet him. Wa man kariha liqa Allah, kariha Allahu liqa'ahu. When a person is not happy to meet Allah, Allah is not happy to meet him also. So they say the first thing that Allah will ask the banda on the day of Qiyamah, were you happy to meet me? They will say, yes, O Allah, we were happy to meet you. See? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, on what basis were you happy to meet me? Say, Raja'na afwak. We had hope in your mercy and your forgiveness. Raja'na afwaka wa maghfiratak. We had hope in your mercy and in your forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Qad wajabat lakum maghfirati. My forgiveness has been made compulsory upon you. You have been forgiven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them Jannah. So we should have this hope. We should be happy in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A banda and a servant is never scared to meet Allah. Once the sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is not scared of death? Everybody dislikes death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is not what I mean. What I mean is that when a person lived his life according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had attached himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of mort he will get good news. See, the angels will come, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. He will be given good news. And at that time he will be excited to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for a disbeliever and a scoundrel, a person who was disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sees the angels of Azab coming down, he will not wish or like to meet Allah. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not like to meet him also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is happy to meet us and we are happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us always keep in mind, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Under all circumstances, all conditions, any difficulties, immediately we will say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we all belong, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our return. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.